This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. In most Old Testaments that you will find, the name of Almighty God is rendered Lord, with the word Lord often presented in all capital letters. However, in the original Hebrew version of the Old Testament, the name of God was signified by four letters, which are usually transliterated as YHWH or JHVH. This four-letter signification of God's name, YHWH, JHVH, etc., is called the Tetragrammaton. The most widely accepted pronunciations of the name, signified by YHWH/JHVH, or the Tetragrammaton, are Yahweh and Jehovah. Both names, Yahweh and Jehovah, refer to Almighty God, the eternal Creator. Thus, when people speak of Jehovah, or Yahweh, they intend to speak of God, Almighty God, the eternal Creator. Jehovah's Witnesses use the term Jehovah rather than the term Yahweh to describe Almighty God, the eternal Lord. Therefore, in many places where a Catholic translation or a Protestant translation would have the word Lord, the Jehovah's Witnesses translation will have the name Jehovah. Now, Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in the Trinity. They therefore don't believe that Jesus Christ is truly God. That is to say, they don't believe that Jesus is Jehovah, Yahweh, the eternal Lord. There is a very easy way to refute them, and to prove from the Jehovah's Witnesses' own version of the Bible that Jesus is in fact Jehovah, that He is the Almighty God, the eternal Lord, just as the Father is Jehovah and the Holy Ghost is Jehovah. The Jehovah's Witnesses use and offer the New World Translation of the Bible. Their own translation proves that Jesus is indeed Jehovah. Let's look at their official website, jw.org. Now, we can begin the point and the proof by looking at the Jehovah's Witnesses' own translation of the Bible, the New World Translation, and I'm looking right now at Psalm 102 on their own website. Now, if we look at verse 1, we see, O Jehovah, do hear my prayer. This is a psalm about Jehovah. It's a prayer to Jehovah. And if we skip down to verses 21 and 22, we see that it's still describing Jehovah, for the name of Jehovah to be declared in Zion, and the kingdoms to serve Jehovah. And if you read verses 25 to 27, you will see that it's describing Jehovah, Almighty God, and it's describing how He laid the foundations of the earth itself, and the heavens are the work of His hands. And it describes Jehovah's eternity and immutability. They themselves will perish, but you yourself will keep standing. And just like a garment, they will all of them wear out. Just like clothing, you will replace them, and they will finish their turn, but you are the same, and your own years will not be completed. This is a clear psalm about Almighty God, about His creative power, about His eternity, and His immutability. These are attributes that only belong to Jehovah, that only belong to Almighty God. Now, if we move over to Hebrews chapter 1, the New World Translation, the Jehovah's Witnesses' own translation, and I'm looking at the PDF version of their Bible right now, because the PDF lists the footnotes. You will find the same text on their website. Now, if we begin in verse 1, we see that this chapter begins by God speaking about what He says concerning His Son. Okay? God has, at the end of these days, spoken to us by means of a Son. And in verse 7, we read that God also says with reference to the angels. Okay? So it's speaking about what God says about His Son, what God says about the angels. And then in verse 8 it says, but with reference to the Son, colon, meaning God says, your throne forever and ever, and the scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of uprightness. You loved righteousness and you hated lawlessness. That is why God, your God, anointed you with the oil of exaltation more than your partners. So it's saying these things about the Son. And then in verse 10 we read, and a colon. That clearly indicates that it's still talking about what God says about the Son. Because in verse 9, it was talking about what God said about the Son. So in verse 10, we read, and colon, God says about the Son. You at the beginning, O Lord, laid the foundations of the earth itself, and the heavens are the works of your hands. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Yes, because it's actually a quote from Psalm 102, which we just looked at, about Jehovah. And in fact, if you look in the New World Translation, Hebrews 1:10, you'll see a footnote I to Psalm 102:25, proving that the language is from Psalm 102:25. And it goes on in verse 11, they themselves will perish, but you yourself are to remain continually. And just like an outer garment, they will all grow old. And you will wrap them up just as a cloak, as an outer garment. And they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will never run out. And we see another footnote here, L. That is also Psalm 102:26, the psalm about Jehovah. So what we have here is a clear statement in Hebrews 1:10 to 12 that Jesus is Jehovah, because in their own translation it says that God says these things with reference to the Son, as we read in verse 8, and verse 10 is continuing what God says with reference to the Son. And what he says are the very same things that Psalm 102 says about Jehovah. And the reason is because Jesus is Jehovah. He is Almighty God, just as the Father is Jehovah and the Holy Ghost is Jehovah. And that's why the Athanasian Creed correctly says about God, the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, and the Holy Ghost is Lord. Yet there are not three Lords, but there's only one Lord. One could also say, the Father is Jehovah, the Son is Jehovah, and the Holy Ghost is Jehovah. Yet there are not three Jehovahs. There's only one Jehovah. And what's also interesting is that the Jehovah's Witnesses will frequently substitute the name Jehovah for the name Lord when Lord describes God in the New Testament. But in Hebrews 1:10, they don't do that. They keep the name Lord. That's inconsistent with their general practice, but the reason they don't put the word Jehovah here is because if they did, it would be quite obvious that this verse is indicating that Jesus is Jehovah. So in this place, they keep Lord. That demonstrates their dishonesty and their inconsistency and the falsity of their doctrine. So that's one quick, clear proof that Jesus is Almighty God. He is Jehovah. And God has revealed his name in his Son. His name is Jesus Christ. That's why we don't need to use the name Jehovah, because God has revealed his name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And his name is Jesus Christ, the second person of the Blessed Trinity's name is Jesus Christ. And there's much more proof from the New Testament to demonstrate that Jesus is true God, which the Jehovah's Witnesses deny, such as his being described as the first and the last, the I Am, saying things about himself that God alone could say. And you can consult our website, VaticanCatholic.com, and the article, Jesus is God According to the Bible, for much more information on that point. But this demonstration should persuade someone who has any honesty that the Jehovah's Witnesses position is not correct. And one last point. Some people might respond to this demonstration by arguing that the New Testament sometimes applies an Old Testament passage to a New Testament person, but that does not mean that the person in the New Testament is the same or has all of the attributes of the person in the Old Testament. But that argument fails miserably, and the illogic at its heart should be obvious, because when the New Testament applies an Old Testament passage to a New Testament person or thing, and the two people or things are different, they still have in common the characteristic or attribute described in the Old Testament passage, such as they were both kings, or they were both faithful, even if they were different in other ways. But in this case, Hebrews 1, 8-12, compared with Psalm 102, 25-27, we are talking about the attributes of Jehovah, his eternity, his immutability, and his creation of the heavens and the earth. Only Jehovah has those attributes. And since they are explicitly applied to Jesus, in the Jehovah's Witnesses' own Bible, it is undeniable that Jesus is Jehovah, the eternal God.